you're only seconds away from totally understanding your pet. All right, maybe not, but you will be smarter. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back. I'm Tony Conley sitting in for Lee Cohen. We're here with Rick Pruse, and I want to introduce you folks to Jason Boguette. He's the assistant manager of reptiles and small animals at Pruse Pets. And I tell you what, Rick, I'm freaking out right now because I'm not a spiders kind of guy, and some of the things that I'm seeing are kind of creeping me out. And Jason has a spider in his hand, and I'm about ready to go in the other studio here.
Well, if you leave, I'll keep on going here. Oh. But Jason's got some really fantastic animals in front of us here. Maybe you can help describe, Tony, what you see for the first time here.
Well, let's kind of go in order. Let's, I guess, before we start talking about the specifics, guys, for a layman like me, break down why I would even consider owning one of these animals, one of these spiders, as a pet.
I think Jason can do that best. And in the store, we get to see these, like, changed perceptions every day, but Jason does it every day that he works, so go ahead.
And that's why I have so much fun doing it.
Oh, by the way, hi, Jason.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice to be with you today. Glad for the opportunity to get to share my hobby with you. Among other exotic creatures I keep at home, I keep 31 different tarantulas currently. And a lot of people actually ask me that question on a regular basis. Why do you keep tarantulas a pet? Because they have a very traditional definition of a pet, a companion animal that they have a lot of physical interaction with. And that's a lot of fun. I enjoy pets like that, too. I've got a cat of my own. But tarantulas, actually, they vary across the board as far as how involved you can get with them. I have in front of us a variety of tarantulas, ranging from a dwarf tarantula that full grown is going to be have a leg span no bigger than a penny. Currently, it's slightly bigger than the period at the end of a sentence, ranging through several tarantulas that are either more or less colorful or more or less handleable, up until right in front of us as the office staff has been having a fun time checking out a 10-inch leg span Goliath bird-eating tarantula.
And he is fantastic. He's beautiful. I think Tony would agree, wouldn't you, Tony?
I would. I would assume that these are the type of animals, if you're going to have them as pets, you look at them, you watch them, you observe what they do, but you don't necessarily play with them a lot.
With quite a number of them, as quite a number of the animals we have at Pets, at Pruse Pets demonstrates, not all pets are for petting. But actually, some of them can be quite interactable.
All right. Now, the Goliath that I'm looking at that's so close to Rick that I'm nervous for Rick, its wingspan, its leg span is more than 10 inches. It looks like it's bigger than the palm of my hand. It's huge. It looks like it's got to weigh a couple of pounds, and it's a female, and you think that she might be with baby spider child, huh?
That's what I'm hoping, actually. Yeah. Here at Pruse, we like to propagate our pets when possible so that we don't have an impact on the wild. And we've actually bred both the Pruse's store pet Goliath tarantula as well as this one. So hoping for babies.
Well, what's interesting about this Goliath, and to help our listeners out, if you would go to Sam's Club and you get a big cake, and like a two-layer cake, there's a plastic container that's probably, a good 10 inches high, and I'd say a good 12 inches across. Well, the Goliath, if we spread those legs out, would take up the whole bottom of that. So it's a good size animal, and I have a lot of respect for her right now.
The one thing that I always like talking about when we get these spiders out and talk in the public about these, in fact, Jason does a good job of having a spider night on a regular basis to kind of get the public better, more acquainted with them. But maybe, Jason, journey a little bit with, I'm just thinking of this one customer, and she comes in the store with her pet tarantula, and as soon as she's going to leave for the pet store, somehow or another, this tarantula knows it's time to go to the pet store. And when she comes in with it on her hand, and she kind of wanders around the store with it, and it's her literal pet tarantula. Talk about that. And partly because it was such a young baby when she got it.
Actually, that was one of the tarantulas that were born here at the store 2 years ago under very similar circumstances. And this particular customer, she actually started out as being quite uncomfortable around tarantulas. But sometimes in the right circumstances, through exposure, fear magically turns into fascination. The same thing that you couldn't get anywhere near before, you just can't look away from it. It's just so gripping and fascinating. The first time she saw this tiny miniature giant spider, as funny as that sounds, she literally fell in love. And she actually adores and dotes on her little tarantula friend. It's a slow grower, this particular species. It's 2 years old now, and it still has a lifespan maybe 2 inches, and it's capable of growing to be 6.
Mm-hmm. Now, this Goliath that you have here, if it was in the wild, what would its diet be, and what do you feed it at the pet shop?
Well, actually, that's kind of funny because the common name for it is the Goliath bird-eating tarantula. And there's actually a lot of hoopla about all these bird-eating South American tarantulas. But really, that's a case of European naturalists getting a little overexcited when they saw these massive arachnids. Though, if a small bird were to come within her grip, Gaia, the Goliath bird eater, would probably make short work of her. She would, even in the wild, never likely come across such a bird unless it fell out of its nest. Large Theraphosid tarantulas, they're actually very vulnerable to falling damage, so they're not prone to climbing very high. And really, a bird would have to come to her. What she would eat, though, is large earthworms and small rodents, any small ground-dwelling prey that you can come across.
Well, what do you feed her when she's at home or at the pet shop?
She gets crickets, occasionally baby mice, and she is a huge fan of night crawlers. She looks funny. She doesn't
like
dance
dessert
when she
for
gets
her,
them.
Huh?
She really seems to enjoy them.
Mm-hmm. Now, what else do you have here?
Okay, I brought a number of tarantulas here. One of them I brought here to illustrate the intense, beautiful colors.
Oh, wait a minute. Open container.
Of.
You're opening a container.
I promise
right
you,
now.
I'll put you in no danger.
All right, Rick.
Here you go. Like I said, I'm pretty comfortable with this. So,
and
so
you'd be surprised.
If you're out of the room, I'll keep going.
Oh, my goodness. Now, in looking inside this container, it looks like it's got some dirt in it and some rocks, and it looks like a web-type environment has been created by the spider.
Yeah, actually, that gives me a moment to mention something that's very, very important and really one of the core ideologies of how we care for pets here at Pruce. We believe that every animal comes from a particular ecological niche, and actually, it's dependent upon that ecology, that environment that it has adapted to for its own well-being. And every one of these tarantulas I keep slightly different to mimic the way that it adapts to its natural environment. This particular tarantula, it's called a green bottle blue. They're from Venezuela. Brought her to show you the amazing colors that they're capable of. Right now, the one I'm showing you is brilliant metallic cobalt blue legs, bright, bright orange abdomen. This particular tarantula lives in warrens of webbing to protect itself and to hide, so it's an ambush predator who can come leaping out at its prey.
No, that's real comforting that you have the lid off and I'm within a couple of feet of it.
Yeah, you're bigger than it wants. It's not going for you.
Well, I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
Okay.
You ready for it?
Yeah.
For all of the hoopla and all of the fame, there is no tarantula in the world that is capable of taking a human life.
Okay.
There are true spiders that are highly venomous and can be quite dangerous. There are a few tarantulas that you'd really rather not get bit by.
Now, as you said, a true spider, we always think of a spider and a tarantula synonymously. What's the difference?
That's actually a very good point. There's a difference between the true spiders that we're surrounded with and tarantulas. It's not 100% accurate, but at least revealing to compare tarantulas to spiders the way you would compare dinosaurs to modern reptiles.
Okay. Well, Rick, folks who are considering this, I don't know anything about spiders, but I know if I was going to have an animal like this, I'd want to go where the experts are. It seems like with this, you'd have to go someplace where they could tell you how to keep it, Your place is the perfect place.
I think certainly we invite the public into our store, and we have some nice displays of spiders. I think the reality is they need to come in, get acquainted, see if this is really for them, and ask us, what about them? Maybe if there's one that they want to handle, get one to interact, or just if they want to be fascinated with it. It's great for a young child that's growing older to be fascinated with nature, and too often we miss that. So this is another opportunity for, kids, even if they just come and visit our store, to be fascinated with what nature has to, the beauty that nature has to offer.
We've been talking with Jason Bogut, who is the Assistant Manager of Reptiles and Small Animals, and he's from Proust Pets. And the one thing I've learned from this experience, guys, is I feel less fear now, and I think it's because of the education factor, and that's a big part of what you were just talking about.
Yeah, thank you. Right. And that's exactly what we like to do.
All right, thanks, Jason, for being with us.
I'm glad for this opportunity.
We want to thank Jason for being with us. You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 AM WILS, and we're going to shift gears here. We're going to go from spiders over to terriers in our next segment.